Since the implementation of the Massachusetts Film Tax Credit in 2005, the Commonwealth has become an increasingly popular destination for Hollywood productions, something Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll says she hopes will continue as the Healey administration expresses support for the striking writers.
I mean, it's such a valuable industry, and we all have our favorite shows that we watch, so we certainly support the workers' rights to organize and hope that there's a speedy resolution.
Brockton has seen many productions, such as Detroit, Don't Look Up, and About Fate, being shot in the city, and Mayor Robert Sullivan gave his thoughts on the impact it could have on the City of Champions.
I'm a union mayor, and I support what they're trying to do, and I know it's happened in the past, so I would think that it would get resolved in a timely manner, but I'm not really concerned about the ramifications on how it have to Brockton or the Commonwealth. I know the film tax credit is still here, so once they resolve what they're trying to resolve, they'll continue to move forward. But, you know, we have benefited here in the city of Brockton, and I look forward to more production and more movies and more TV shows being filmed here in the city.
Opinions are varied among local business leaders, with Amy Naples of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce telling the South Shore's Morning News she is keeping a watchful eye but is not terribly concerned for the time being.
That's always a concern in anything like that of that nature. There are certainly some projects going on in the South Shore, and anything long enough can impact our local economy. We'll be keeping, obviously, a close eye on that, but it will certainly impact it to some extent. I don't think it will be to the extent of other places around the country.
However, Tim Cahill of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce says he's spoken with some very concerned business owners.
We have a movie studio, and I talked to the owner of the studio. She was very concerned about the strike and what it might mean for delays and postponements of projects that were online. What she told me is the projects that were already committed will probably still go forward, so I don't know what that means specifically, but there's no question where the state of Massachusetts has this very important tax credit to encourage movies and encourage actors and writers to work here in the state. It's going to be an impact, and hopefully it won't last long. It's impacting Hollywood already, and for shows that maybe were planned for 2023 and 24 might get pushed back.
Peter Foreman of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce says that while the strike hasn't had a major impact yet, it's certainly worth watching.
If there's been any impact, it's been very small. It really hasn't made its way in any deep way to production in Massachusetts. There may be a couple of productions that were slowed down a little or maybe hit. What I did learn is that, not all screenwriters or not all people who write for the streamings and the commercials and all of the production are members of the Screenwriters Guild. And also learned that after the writer's contract, there are two other big contracts in the industry coming up, and that might have a production later on or an effect on production later on in Mass. But right now, very limited, if any, and almost gets down to an individual level.
The Massachusetts Film Office says 12 productions were shot in Massachusetts in 2022, and all the local leaders hope they don't stop coming to the Bay State. Dan McCready, WATD News.
Sing about Hollywood, sing about Hollywood, sing about Hollywood.